alone with your device. The consequences are plain. When did hashtag magnanimity last trend on Twitter? Where is the forgiveness button on Facebook?
Dr. David Starkey's essay on forgiveness, and tomorrow at the same time, bringing the forgiveness series to an end, the award-winning poet Michael Simmons Roberts.
Maxime Vengeroff is live in concert with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. The celebrated violinist has handpicked cellist Antonio Meneses and pianist Igor Levit to join him in Beethoven's elegant triple concerto. In the second half, Rimsky-Korsakov's intoxicating music tells the tales of Scheherazade, the young sultana whose enticing stories delay her execution for 1,001 nights. Maxime Vengeroff and the BBC Symphony Orchestra perform Beethoven and Rimsky-Korsakov. Live in concert from the Barbican tomorrow at 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Thursday evening. Time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just before midnight tonight, you can hear this month's Late Junction session, and it's a real gem. No, really. Cellist Lucy Relton meets the dread sonic shredder that is Russell Haswell. They're on fire. It's downloadable for the next 28 days from the Late Junction page on the Radio 3 website, and the world will never be quite the same again. Kicking off with the jazz manipulations of Manchester trio Gogo Penguin tonight. You can see them live at the end of March in London and Belfast, and like I say, hear them right here, right now. Garden Dog Barbecue. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Archaic Morning by Tamar Osborne's Koliokutor Septet. Tamar herself there on alto flute. I've heard her excelling in the cream of Afrobeat and soul bands, klezmer projects and even the Fela musical, but this new project of hers with its somehow Afro-Balkan, nay, Ethiopian feel, sounds like the real business to me. That tune gets right under your skin. So does this one, Intoxicated Rat by the Dixon Brothers.
There's a night when I came in so drunk I could not see. I got tangled up in the old doormat, fell flat as I could be. I had me a little old bottle of rum and I didn't have any more. The cap flew off when I went down and I spilled it in the floor. A rat came out of his hiding place, he got that whiskey scent. He ran right up and he got a little shot and backed his holy wind. Backed his holy wind, right back to his holy wind. He ran right up and he got a little shot and backed his holy wind. The rat came out of his hole again, he sidled up to the rum on the floor. Was a little bit shy but he winked one eye and he got him a little bit more. He didn't go back to his hole that time, but he stayed by the puddle of gin. He says, doggone my Popeye stole, I'm gonna get drunk again. He washed his face with his front feet and on his hind legs sat. With a twisted smile and a half-closed eye says, where's that doggone cat? And he didn't go back to his hole. He says, doggone my soul, I'm only a rat, but a doggone cat can't run me back to my hole. His little old eyes began to shine, he laughed up more and more. And it made me glad that I had stumbled and spilled it on the floor. But soon the puddle of rum was gone and there wasn't any more gin. The little old rat was having a time when the old tomcat came in. The cat made a pass and the rat made a dash, his boldness faded then. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, ran back to his hole again. Ran back to his hole again, ran back to his hole again. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, ran back to his hole again.
Nigra sum, I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. That's a work by Catalan composer Bernard Vivancos, performed by the female group of the Latvian Radio Choir, directed by Sigfārds Kļāva.
Friday the 7th of March. BBC Radio 3.
You're listening to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt. You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction. Maybe you can let us know, if you have a look out the window, whether you can see the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. Apparently, there are very clear sightings as far south as Norfolk tonight. Version by Björk, and that's because we hear you can see the Aurora Borealis or the Northern Lights very clearly tonight, as far south as Norfolk. I'm going to have a look on my way home. And now, the final track this week from Aisha Orozbayeva's new album, The Hand Gallery. She'll be live on the 25th of March at Cafe Otto in London, and of course, we'll be hearing Aisha's co-director of the London Contemporary Music Festival, Lucy Railton, on our unmissable and indeed downloadable Lake Junction session with Russell Haswell just a little later tonight. But to get you closer to that sonic dimension, here's Aisha with Aloise.
Thank you. Sometimes I get worried and I go to God in prayer. And I know my Heavenly Father, He'll always meet me there. He's a God you can't hurry. He'll be right there. Don't you get worried.
But don't get worried.
Slips out of the bags.
Sorry, a suitably cosmic track. I'm still wondering about those northern lights out there. We haven't had a single tweet that any of you have seen them, but apparently you can see them as far south as Essex. But anyway, that was Seamus Fogarty with Rita Jack's Lament, and we'd like to hear from you if you can see the northern lights at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Seamus, of course, worked with Field Recording, Spiralling Tape Loops, Digi-Feedback and Warp Delay, as you heard. They're all grist to his hypnagogic singer-songwriter's mill. And it's good to see his album, God Damn You Mountain, has been reissued now, and it's more widely available. Before that, our final track from the Soul Stirrers for this week. He's My Guide, recorded in Hollywood in 1955, with Paul Foster and Sam Cooke swapping the lead vocals. Now, here's a new project featuring the exceptional keyboard and composing talents of Kit Downs, the Anglo-French quartet known as Barbacana. This is Steam.
And then I see her, rising from the scrub, crackling with power. My head tells me it's just another electricity pylon, but she's different. I can't take my eyes off her. Sunbeams through her gaping geometry. I touch her legs, thrilling at the thought of the volts running through her.
Upturned shopping trolleys discarded.
was a time before I fell in love with a pylon on Hackney Marsh. But that time is gone.
Angel, from another phantasmagoric album, A Dream of Hackney Marshes by a North London musical posse, Jetsam, featuring Liza Carthy on piano, Joe Wills on vocals and Gareth E. Rees doing the poetising and falling in love with pylons. Anyway, I met Jetsam a long, long way from home, but they still remembered to send me the album, more of which next week. On the other hand, Chartwell Dutiro's Chipindura Mbira trio sound like they come from far, far away. And he did come from Zimbabwe back in the 90s with Thomas Mapfumo. But he's made his home in Devon for quite a while now. His fellow musicians are locals, and this song is about heavy rain clouds coming in. Hopefully not tonight. Spoil the view of the Northern Lights. This is Chakwi.
Saludare.
Chakwi by Chartwell Dutiro's Chipindira Mbira Trio. Time now for this month's window-rattling Barnstormer of a Lake Junction session, which brings together two major forces in experimental music in the UK, Lucy Railton and Russell Haswell. Lucy's a virtuoso cello player who's blazed a hyper-creative trajectory through the contemporary music pantheon in the 6 years since she's graduated. She's been curating events like Kammerklang and the London Contemporary Music Festival, collaborating with Leafcutter John, Marina Rosenfeld, Leo Abrahams, and indeed Kit Downs, appearing everywhere from the Tate Modern to Snake Maltings. Russell is a true multidisciplinary artist, wall-based, video, sound art, he does it all, from Tokyo to the Tate. And here's what happened when they spent the Tate day together yesterday at the BBC studios at Maida Vale.
What have we got here?
We've got a modular synthesizer with a collection of esoteric guitar pedals from all over the world, and I'm currently just trying to see if it powers up the sensitive pieces of equipment. Excellent. Everything lights up.
Great. We only met kind of recently. Got a lot in common. This opportunity came up. We've been talking about doing, making some noise together for a while. Here we are. I just bought a cello, Russell bought all these synths. My cello doesn't even weigh very much.
So how are you triggering it?
With the thing called a trigger riot, which is a matrix sequencer. So I'm only taking two triggers, one to a bass drum and one to a hi-hat.
Yeah.
And then it's going into a small mixer. And then this row here's got my hand clap, so I can... So that's a six... Nicest, I don't know how to explain that. But
nicest cello sound?
Yeah, like kind of the sweetest. And what about no notes, like a constant note?
Straight note?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
And how about preparing it, like sticking things in it? I don't know, a rolled up bit of fag packet, anything that doesn't damage it. Oh, yeah. I don't know, it's attractive in my sort of discordant type of palette of interest.
Left and right.
Okay.
Cut that.
So what I think, what basically we want to achieve with this piece is to have, in the beginning, to have possibly the ambience and possibly the desk output, and then somewhere where the synthesizer starts, we'd like that to fade in. And the original file that will be playing back from the beginning to fade out there. But we want to achieve a crossfade, basically.
Yeah.
It's very straightforward in the sense that it's cello and then it isn't cello and it's synthesizer.
Yeah.
It's cello then synth.
Yeah.
I might have a quick cigarette break, but we'll leave the beaty sort of thing till later.
Yeah, sure.
Even if the running order of which track is track one or track two, we can...
Okay, cool.
We'll decide that in the end.
Okay.
Is your cello repaired? Thank you.
A and B by Lucy Railton and Russell Haswell, who are here in the studio at Maida Vale. A and B because there were two parts to it. I thought I heard two cellos at the beginning. How could I hear two cellos when there's only one in the room?
Oh, I'm not sure. We were using some processes that would have had that effect, but the A and B part comes from there being two sections. It was a very arbitrary decision to call it that.
But also it references Xenakis's analogue A and B.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah. Well, that was Russell's inspiration.
Just because of the purely the title, but also because there's two parts.
And at some point, have you sampled the cello on the synth?
There's no samples.
Okay.
We were using an envelope follower and some other modules within my synthesizer arsenal.
That's quite an arsenal. I mean,
it's a few modules.
It manages to make an amazing sound picture from starting with a cello, which we hear fairly pure, and then
I hope
those things happen.
I hope so. I think in the beginning, because it was the first piece that we've done together, I was definitely thinking of Xenakis, and some of the wave shapes that I was using on the synthesizer were inspired by my experiences using Xenakis' software and using his software to compose audio work.
Which you've been doing for 15 years, probably?
Mainly since I went to art school. But prior to that, I guess as a teenager, or even prior to being a teenager, I used to fiddle around with, you know, the record player at home and the cassette deck.
Your path, Lucy, is through music school? Or?
Yeah, well, the very traditional path of conservatoire training and going through all the classical repertoire from start to finish. And I think what's made our collaboration work is my interest in contemporary music, and that's mostly where I sort of focus all my energy. And with music like by Xenakis, I'm much more familiar with his instrumental works, and Russell's more familiar with his electroacoustic works, and that's where I've taken a lot of my vocabulary from having played his music before.
When you came together today, then what were you expecting to happen? And has it happened?
I think we were expecting that, and I think it did, right?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to spend too much time mixing or editing or these parts of the process. We wanted to keep to a minimum. The second part in the session, the second piece, was something more of a tag team type dialogue, a duel, but also a duet. And that came very immediately, and I'm sure the engineers would back us up in saying that it was the quickest thing that we produced and recorded and mixed today. It was the most natural of the session.
Well, and they're nodding their heads. Yeah, see?
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
It's very fast.
So, shall we hear that piece? Has that got a very long title?
Yes.
It's not that long, but yes, it's longer than the other one.
Is it called Western Traditional Instruments versus Non-Traditional Japanese Noise Instruments Number 1?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. So Western traditional instruments versus non-traditional Japanese noise instruments, number one by Lucy Railton, and of course by you, Russell, as well. Tell me a bit about that piece. What was happening in that piece?
Lucy was playing the cello, but she was going through an experimental fuzz, and I was using a Japanese device, which is essentially a spring. It's like a spring reverb, rather than the spring being enclosed within a structure, a box, it's open outside of the box. So I'm able to play it like a string, but I was also going through another Japanese guitar pedal, which assists in the distortion and broken nature of the sound. And we played this kind of tag team scenario between the two instruments, but they were definitely, they're both distorted, they're both processed heavily, and I don't know, it was heavily influenced by the Japanese noise that I've been a fan of since my mid-20s, and this seemed like a good opportunity to use these tools.
They're much more physical instruments, especially for Russell. He can use his hands and use a stomp box, which, you know, I'm also using, but it meant our interplay could be quite physical, which is a nice,
it's a nice. Explain a stomp box, just for
I don't really mean. I suppose I mean stomp box. It just has a foot switch.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you have a physical kind of impact on what we're doing together. And otherwise, Russell has his head buried in the synthesizer. Visually, it's more interesting that
for
way
us
as well.
And yeah.
I also have read that one of your principal inspirations from early on was New Order. Is there any chance that we're going to hear that influence at work today?
Definitely, in the third piece from the session. The reference really is purely down to the fact that there's some reverse edits on the beat, because this track includes a modular drum synthesizer with an experimental triggering device sequencer. The influence from New Order really is the reverse edit. One of my favourite recordings with a reverse edit in it was New Order's Peel Session from 1982. There's a track called 586. And I'm sure that must be the first Peel session, or the first recording made in here, in this room in Maida Vale, that had a reverse edit. And I was determined, and mentioned this to Lucy when we agreed to come and do this session together, that somewhere in this session, there would be a reverse edit. One of the things that I like about dance music is when it's quite rough, and when it's not so syncopated, and when there's errors, or when there's some latency between the beat and the sample. And I've never liked DJs when they DJ seamlessly and everything's mixed seamlessly. I like it when it's chopped up, when it's brutal, when it goes wrong, when the DJ does a backspin. That's why I like somebody like Jeff Mills. It's got this really edgy, rough feel to it, and when it's this hyper minimal, hyper slick, seamless, you go in and out of the club and it doesn't sound like anything changed for the last 5 hours, it all just seems like a waste of time in my mind. I want to have more of an abrupt, changing and challenging experience.
Well, I think that you've definitely given us that tonight. So what's this last piece called?
Homeboy.
Okay, well, thank you very much for really an exemplary session.
Sorry.
No, you both have been really brilliant.
Yeah. Well, thank you
so
very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We look forward to returning.
And that was the final session track, Homeboy. Thanks so much to Lucy Relton and Russell Haswell for that visceral sonic treat of a session recorded only yesterday at Maidervale Studios. It's downloadable over the next 28 days for you to have and to hold in perpetuity. But that's just about it for tonight's Late Junction. I'm back next Tuesday at 11 o'clock, but I'm going to leave you with that New Order track from a John Peel session of 1982 that Russell was telling us about. It's called 586. Good night.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. A very warm welcome from me, Katrina Young. I'm here with Music Through the Night, and the first thing I'm going to do is transport you to the Swiss-Italian border to join the 2013 Autumn Festival on the shores of Lake Lugano. In residence was the Swiss-Italian Radio Orchestra, and they welcomed an old friend to the podium, the British pianist and conductor Howard Shelley, who's worked with them for years. Prokofiev was their featured composer, beginning with music he wrote for the story of a fictional soldier. The word Kije means blot. Lieutenant Kije was invented after someone smudged a name on an army list. After that, he had a whole life history.
Thank you.